This Thursday evening, March 21st, the Jazz Masters Series at the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus presents the last performance for the spring season with the Dave Liebman Quartet and special guest Randy Brecker. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. In his recent Saxophone Summit appearance at the Williams Center, NEA Jazz Master Dave Liebman revisited the world of John Coltrane along with Joe Lovano and Ravi Coltrane. This time, Liebman is featured with his own quartet of longtime collaborators Vic Juris on guitar, Tony Marino on bass, and Marco Marchenko on drums. A compelling addition to the evening, his trumpet genius Randy Brecker, returning to the Williams Center as Liebman's special guest. Dubbed a true musical pioneer, Brecker is revered for his quest for musical excellence, constantly expanding his trumpet style and unparalleled catalog of compositions. Director of the Williams Center for the Arts is Ellis Finger.
Thursday, March 21st, we have the final event in our Jazz Masters series at Lafayette. As we planned the year, we looked to some highlights from the last two or three years and decided to re-engage some of the most satisfying musicians who had come our way. Two of those saxophonists that we featured in this year were part of a project 2 years ago in February called Sax Summit, and it was a return to the great musical literature of the John Coltrane era with Eric Dolphy and some of his other compatriots there. Two of the saxophonists in that group were Joe Lovano and Dave Liebman. It was really Dave Liebman's project. They had done it several years back with Michael Brecker. Didn't go back to it for the obvious reasons after Brecker's death, but decided it was time to take it back on the road, and they invited John Coltrane's son, Ravi Coltrane, to take Michael Brecker's role in that sextet, and it was an amazing concert. It happened to be Sunday afternoon of Super Bowl Sunday, so we had Sax Summit's Super Football. Wanted to return to Lovano and to Dave Liebman. What we had missed on that date with Dave Liebman, even though he had put the Sax Summit project together, was Dave's own quartet, so we decided that what we would feature as our final concert this year was the Dave Liebman Quartet. It's a group he's been working with since 1991, and features a lot of figures very familiar to Lehigh Valley jazz audiences. Guitarist Vic Juris, Tony Marino's on bass, and Marco Marchenko is the drummer. And as we got closer to communications with Dave on this date, he leaked out he's going to make a change in his band configuration. And this will likely be the last U.S. performance of this particular quartet. There's so many jazz fans in the Lehigh Valley who just grown up with this quartet. I think it's a great occasion to turn out and honor the work that Dave's done and that Dave's done with these three extraordinary sidemen. And it'll be a little wistful. Special guest on the program will be the great trumpet player Randy Brecker, who was also here 2 years ago. We wanted to feature Dave's quartet, but feature it with a little bit of extra mustard on the project. Dave suggested that we invite Randy in, and he was only too happy to come. Randy's been in the Valley several times this year already, and back in early March was featured with the Jazz at Lehigh. So Randy's no stranger to the Lehigh Valley. He was last at Lafayette with Kenny Werner and the great quintet that he brought in, along with saxophonist David Sanchez. So Randy will add a considerable jolt to the evening, and I think Randy himself will very much enjoy being part of this quote-unquote farewell Lehigh Valley appearance by the Dave Liebman Quartet.
Been fascinating listening to him speak either pre-concert lectures. I've had the opportunity to hear him lecture a number of times on the radio, and he's really, in addition to being a remarkable saxophone player, speaking of Dave Liebman, he's a great scholar of the music, and so he brings that information as well.
Yeah, and the other feature of the evening, as I was emailing back and forth with Dave about how we should present it to our public and press releases and the like, he says, let's make it easy. Train and Miles. Go to those charts, and I'm sure there'll be an original or two in the mix. But with Randy Brecker on trumpet and Dave Liebman on mostly soprano saxophone, they'll get fairly deeply into the Coltrane, Miles Davis era where they cut their teeth. You know, Dave is a sideman to Miles, and Randy certainly very much a part of that world. They're going to do a 7 o'clock talk. These guys that we bring in are terrific storytellers. You want 20 minutes? I don't know if I can do 20 minutes, and I have to pull them off the floor and get them on stage. They're just story after story, and I think the two of them together will make it greater than the sum of its parts.
And a great opportunity to hear those two together, conversing together.
So it'll be a fresh experience for us all. I think as veteran a quartet as this is, then they can kind of read each other's body language and they know exactly where they're going. To have Randy as part of the mix is going to give it an extraordinary special flavor for that evening. If you love these guys, if you love this music, there's no better place in the world to be than the Williams Center for the Arts. 7 o'clock pre-concert talk, 8 o'clock concert. Hang around, there'll be a reception in the lobby, go backstage. Give all these guys a hug for having brought so much music our way over the years. 1991.
Ellis Finger, director of the Williams Center for the Arts on the Lafayette College campus. The Dave Liebman Quartet with guest Randy Brecker performs this Thursday, March 21st, in the Williams Center for the Arts. More information, the box office number is 610-330-5009. More information also available at williamscenter.lafayette.edu. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.